And it is World Peace Day. So it all ties very nicely together with the idea of karma and kind of inner peace, I suppose you could say. And that might come from practicing yoga. And one of those great practitioners of that very art form. I don't know whether you'd call it a science. It's not really dance, or whether it's exercise. I don't know how you would really parcel it. How would you describe it? Our guest this morning is Pauline Ray.
Well, that's a very good question. I think people do talk about it as a science. A lot of people just see it as a form of exercise, but I think it's so much more than that. And I think that's maybe what a lot of people don't realise. So some people come to it because they want to be more flexible. They want to do some exercise. Other people come to it because they're feeling stressed and they want to feel calmer, want to learn relaxation techniques. But I think there is a lot more to it than people realise, really.
So, Pauline, yourself, is this something that they offered you to do at school in your day?
Oh, absolutely not. No
way. You couldn't get the gym mat out and practice, or even after school as an extracurricular or something. You'd spend time with the PE teacher, as they were called in those days.
No, absolutely not. I mean, it's something that I came to much later in my life. And, it's really only in more recent years that it's become an option that maybe it could even be part of the curriculum. A lot of people do it in school, but they do it as after-school clubs. But as you said, there have been a couple of mentions in the Commons, one last week, one before the summer, that maybe yoga should be included on the curriculum. There was also a big article in the Daily Telegraph on Saturday, which talked about this same issue and looked at a school in London where they are introducing yoga as part of the school day.
It's the Haberdashers Askies Boys School in Elstree, in Hertfordshire, where, in fact, the lady is a chemistry teacher, lecturer there. But I think after school, she just says, well, those people who want to put away the fizz and bangs of school science, let's go in the gymnasium, let's lay out a mat, and the boys are all taking part in some yoga with her, because she's a bit of an instructor. So she's obviously got permission to do this from the head teacher, and away they go. And I'm sure they're all much better for it.
I'm sure they are, and I think it's really something that should be brought into, far more schools. I'm a teacher myself, so I teach in a school 3 days a week, so I see firsthand the kind of stresses that young people are going through, particularly at exam time, but also just generally with the school day, so much pressure on them, and I feel that yoga is really a very useful tool to help them to deal with some of those pressures.
It's said these days that few children know really what true relaxation is. It's not seeing friends or watching a film. The last time they did something like one of the arts of yoga, you'll have to explain all that, because there are different sort of takes on yoga. One of them is Savasana. And they probably would have done that at nursery, perhaps, or at nap time. Because these days they are introducing it sometimes in some of the reception classes, in some of the nursery streams when the children are very young, during story time or at primary school. It is beginning to happen.
It is. At the moment I teach two teenage classes, and they enjoy the whole class, but they're very keen for their Shavasana, it's called, or relaxation.
I got it wrong, didn't I?
That's
all
right. Shavasana. Shavasana. Okay. So they love that. And actually, I begin the teenage classes with a very short Shavasana, so they're just able to lie down and just kind of switch off from their day. And then we do a longer relaxation or Shavasana at the end of the class. And I generally find that as the term moves on, when we get towards the end of term and they're all starting to get a bit tired, they want to have a longer relaxation. And, some people are amazed, like, how do you get them all to lie down and be quiet for like 15 minutes? But they love it and they need it. They really need it.
Just a little bit of time and space in a, almost like in a little cool box where there's nothing going on that can distract them outside, coming into their world, going out of their world.
Absolutely.
They can be deep and centred.
Yeah, and really, as you said before, they don't have time to do that. Their days are so busy. They rush to school. They rush from lesson to lesson. They have a lot of after-school activities a lot of the time. Then they've got to do their homework. So that time for them just to just be, really. And usually during that time, we get them to focus on their breath as well and try and extend their breath, which is then going to make them feel calmer, more relaxed and so on. And, you know, I think they really value that time.
There are different types of yoga. I don't know whether you have time to explain them all to me. Oh. And whether you've even heard of that, Tai Chi, everybody, I think, will have heard of anyways. And not really yoga as such.
No.
But it's sort of within that, shall we say, group of relaxations in a way. But there is also Scaravelli.
Yes.
If I'm getting from
English. Yes, that's right. Yes, yeah, Scaravelli.
Kundalini.
Kundalini, yes.
And before I get too many of these, you'll have to explain some of them. Ashtanga is another one.
Ashtanga, yeah.
Can you tell me the differences between all these different forms of yoga?
Well, I'll try and say a little bit about it. But
let's start with Ashtanga.
Quite complex. Okay, Ashtanga is quite a fast-moving practice. So there are a number of poses that are done in a particular series. So if you go to an Ashtanga class, then you would move through all of these poses at quite a fast pace, quite often to music. So that's very sort of fast moving.
And would you build the routine up over the week? So you'd be coming back to do the same Ashtanga routine next week that you did last week? Sort of
yes,
thing.
You would. And a lot of the time people go to these classes early in the morning and they do self-practice. So they might be in a studio with other people doing the same practice, but they're not necessarily all doing it at the same time. So Ashtanga can be quite different maybe to going to a...
Maybe a bit more hectic, a bit more frenetic.
Definitely, it's very fast moving. You know, it will really make you sweat, really get you working your body. Whereas some of the other styles are a little bit slower, a little bit more relaxed.
I'd imagine flow is.
Yes.
Is that right?
So, yes, there's also a style of yoga that's called Vinyasa Flow, which is bringing a number of poses together in a kind of sequence. But that can be worked through reasonably fast or reasonably slow, depending. And Kundalini, you mentioned, that's, again, a little bit different. So Kundalini yoga teachers tend to do a slightly different training. I don't really know too much about that. So,
and one that sounds very Italian, we mentioned as well, Scaravelli. Whether it's been developed by a doctor or Mr. or Mrs. Scaravelli and therefore becomes Scaravelli yoga?
Yes, it's a lady, Vanda Scaravelli. So it's based on her kind of style of yoga, which again is very different. I've been to a couple of Scaravelli inspired classes which have been very different to other yoga classes that I've been to, but again I don't really sort of know enough about that to talk about that in detail.
Where would you pitch yourself then, Pauline? What sort of yoga would you call yours?
I think, you know, a lot of people describe yoga a lot of the time as being hatha yoga, and I tend to take influences from different classes that I've been to. So I have been to some Kundalini classes, so I might pick up a little bit from there. Another one is Shivananda yoga. So the people who I trained with to teach teen yoga came from a Shivananda background. So there's little bits of that. So I kind of take little bits from different places and different people that I've trained with. I've also trained with a lady who runs an organisation called the Special Yoga Centre in London, which does a lot of work with children, a lot of children with special needs. So I've trained with her and picked up techniques from her. So it's a case of kind of picking up bits from different trainings, different teachers.
I'm always feeling like I'm making this very complicated for listeners who are thinking, well, until Phil was going on with all the different types, the Scaravellis, the Flows and the Ashtangas, I might have given this a go, but now there's so many different types. Don't be put off. Please don't be put off, because you probably will arrive maybe as stiff as a board. And it's really for the teacher to find the flexibility in anybody, really, isn't it? Even somebody who may even have arthritis.
Yes, absolutely. I would say, you know, if you're listening and you're thinking, oh, I'd quite like to try it, then do try it and maybe try different styles, different teachers, because you can go to one class and then go to another and it might be completely different. And I would also say that there tend to be a lot of preconceptions about yoga. So some people think, you know, you have to be super fit, you have to be super thin, you have to be super flexible, but you don't have to be any of those things. because the teacher will just encourage you to work with your body as it is and to gain flexibility, to gain strength, and to be able to develop that peace of mind as well.
Hopefully most instructors will probably give you your first lesson free.
Quite a lot.
Are they expensive to go along? You'd presumably do a term. I know some adult learning centres in the evenings would offer these classes. Some of the village colleges around Cambridge,
they do,
for instance.
And I actually go to a class myself in a local village college, which is relatively good value, I would say. I think that works at about £8 a lesson. Other people charge £10 a lesson. Other people charge more. And again, it depends how long the lesson is. Some lessons may be 90 minutes. Some may only be an hour, or some may be an hour and 15 minutes. So it really depends. There's a lot of variation, I think.
You're working towards some qualifications at the moment, Pauline, yourself?
I am, yes. My emphasis has really been on working with children. So I'm trained to teach children and to teach teenagers, and I'm now halfway through the course to be able to teach adults as well.
You are certainly wired to do the right thing, because the day job, we should mention, is as a media lecturer.
That's right, yes.
Up in Ely College,
actually. Yes, that's right. So, I in the past have done classes there as well for the teachers and the students. And that's really where I'm interested in sort of developing yoga more, much more in schools for teachers and for the other staff, and also for the students.
We have got something called the Yogathon, which is coming up, which actually has come up on your radar as well, Pauline. It's going to be taking place on Saturday, and it's for Save the Children. Now, I would like listeners, we're going to take a break for travel, and we'll play a song, but we will be mentioning this as well. The lady who's organising this has been working very hard towards it. Layla's been in touch, so we said we would mention this as well. Sadly, you and I can't get along to this one, but hopefully it's going to make lots of money, and we'll tell people how they can take part. It's going to be an all-day event on Saturday. It's going to be on Gonville Place, and it's going to be within, of course, our big sports centre, right by Parker's Piece there, from 8 in the morning and right through, I think, until 6 in the evening, and plenty of chances for people to stretch out their day in more ways than one, to stretch out their body as well across the day with the many different genres of yoga. Stay tuned, we're going to give you the details on that one. Ultimately, Pauline, where would you like to see yourself going? Would you in the future like to become a professional yoga teacher? I don't know whether there's any money to be gained in that. Not that you're really probably looking to gain some out of a commercial feeling out of teaching people to learn in a piece with yoga.
I love teaching yoga. I also love my media teaching job as well. So I'm quite happy to do a bit of both, to do a few days being a media teacher and a few days being a yoga teacher. What I would really like, though, is to be able to bring yoga to more people, particularly in the school situation, and to get more people to experience the benefits of it, which I think we all need more and more in the world that we live in, where we're so connected, we're online so much of the time, we have very little time to kind of switch off. So I would really like to be able to bring yoga to more people, and hopefully if you get it to children or teenagers when they're younger, they kind of develop those habits which hopefully they can then carry on.
Pauline, I think it is, as you say, so relevant these days that we must have time, all of us, to be able to switch off. And I think, therefore, yoga is more relevant now than it ever has been in this world. Yeah. But what a wonderful work-life balance you have. 3 days a week, lecturing in media studies to students, and a couple of days a week, or however long you can grab, around your teenagers. So are they taking well to mum's attitudes towards them? Are they picking up the yoga from you?
Well, I only have one, but he has done yoga really since he was since he was a baby. And actually, I did learn to teach children's yoga because I was trying to find a class for him to go to and couldn't find one. That's what initially made me want to train. As he becomes older, he does it more at home. He doesn't really like to come to the class with me, but he does do it at home, and he uses the techniques, the breathing techniques and so on, to help him keep calm when he's feeling a little bit stressed.
It's wonderful. Thank you, Pauline, for coming by. And we almost, as usual, just only really dented the surface of what's available in yoga, but you can find lots of very good classes. We're now into the new term, so maybe it's pretty good to think about yoga after Christmas and New Year's, when we've had all our excesses, and think about something like yoga for January. But I'm sure anybody could pop in the meantime to any of your classes. Where, in fact, just to give yourself a little final promotion, where can people find your classes, Pauline?
My classes are running in Histon and Impington and in Cottenham. So I have teen yoga classes there on a Monday, and actually next Monday students in both my classes are doing a challenge to raise money for the Teen Yoga Foundation. So they're doing some sponsored yoga poses and a sponsored silence as well as part of the class to try and raise some money.
Sponsored silences as well?
Yes, while they're doing yoga. Yeah.
Well done. Thank you very much, Pauline, for coming by. As I say, keep tuned, because we'll give you some information about the Yogathon that's coming up over the weekend as well. But Pauline, thank you very much for coming
thank
by.
Thank you for having me, today. Phil.
Lovely
thank
to
you.
See you.